Hello and welcome to Rebound. Six contestants are about to battle it out for the chance to win thousands of pounds. But if taking on each other isn't quite tough enough, they'll also have to take on this. The rebound bar. Our players need to answer correctly to rebound the bar back at their opponents and attempt to put them out of the game. Let's see who's stepping up to the bar today.
Hi, I'm Suzanne, a sales assistant from Glasgow.
Hello, my name's Tom. I'm a teacher from Lincolnshire.
Hello, I'm Trudy. I'm a school admin assistant from London.
Hello, I'm Val. I'm retired and I'm from Burnley.
Hi, I'm Stuart. I'm an English language teacher and I'm from Wimbledon.
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm a tax advisor from Essex.
Welcome, all of you, and good luck. Let's kick things off with round one. It's fast cash. This round is all about our players boosting their bank balance. Every question is worth £1,000. They'll have the time it takes for the bar to rebound back along the runway to lock in their answer. The faster they answer, the more money they'll earn. There's a total of £3,000 each up for grabs. Whoever banks the most will have the advantage in the next round. Get ready to make some fast cash. Start the bar. Which of these landmarks was completed first? Get ready for the rebound. Arc de Triomphe, Trevi Fountain, Nelson's Column, or the Brandenburg Gate? We're looking for which one of those landmarks was completed first. Some of you took quite a while looking at your answers there. Remember, if you get it right, you need to be fast to bank lots of cash. Let's see what you chose. Ah, a mixed bag, split along Arc de Triomphe and Trevi Fountain. So, Sam, you went for Trevi Fountain. Why?
It was a guess, I'm afraid. I've been to the Trevi Fountain and it looked pretty old, so...
Val, Trevi Fountain. Happy with that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right. I'm sure it's quite a lot older than the Arc de Triomphe, yeah. I think.
Let's see what the correct answer is. It is the Trevi Fountain. It was completed in 1762. The Arc de Triomphe was 1836, so rather new compared to it. Well done, Val, Stuart and Sam. You got it right, but how quick were you and how much cash did you bank? Stuart, you were the fastest with £434. Next question. Start the bar. Which of these London Underground lines has the most stations? Here's the rebound. Circle, Northern, Jubilee or Piccadilly? We're looking for the London Underground with the most stations out of those four. See what you locked in. Suzanne, Piccadilly?
Absolutely no idea. It was a guess.
So, judging by your accent...
From Glasgow.
You don't go on the London Underground
no.
that much?
A few times and I've got lost, so...
OK, what about you, Trudy? You went for the Northern line.
Only because I know that it's got lines that branches off, so...
I can see your logic there. Well, let's see who's right. Well done, Suzanne and Stuart. Doesn't matter where you're from, you guessed it right. Suzanne and Stuart, you got it right, but let's see how fast you were and how much cash you banked. Well done, Suzanne. £734 you've managed to bank. Now, this is our final fast cash question. If you haven't banked any cash, this is the last opportunity. Next question. Start the bar. Which country has won the Eurovision Song Contest the most times? Here's that rebound. Ireland, Sweden, UK or Italy? They've all won the Eurovision Song Contest, but which country's won it the most times? A little bit of a grin there, Val. What have you locked in? Let's see. You've gone for Ireland. Happy with that?
Well, I know they won it a few times.
Stuart, Ireland as well?
Yeah, I know they won it a lot about 10 years ago and there was talk of it being a record maybe then, so guess.
Sam, you went for Sweden?
Well, I know ABBA won and I know the UK are not great, so I went for Sweden.
Well, let's see who's got Neil Poir. The answer is... Stuart, Val and Trudy, well done. You got it right. It was Ireland. Ireland have won the contest 7 times. But how fast were you and how much cash did you bank? Well done, Stuart. £713. You were rapid in that one. That's the end of fast cash. So let's have a look at the leaderboard to see who's doing the best. So down the bottom, it's Tom. You haven't got any money yet. Don't worry, though. Plenty of chances to steal their money. You've got nothing to lose. So it's a bit of a benefit. However, I'd rather be higher up the leaderboard. Suzanne, you're third. Val, you're second. Stuart, you're out in front by miles. £1,880. Word on to you. You're our leader as we head into the second round. Get set for battle. It's time to go head-to-head. In this round, each player will go one-on-one against each other, answering questions to stop the bar from hitting them. Get a question right and the bar rebounds hard and fast back at their opponent. Get it wrong or answer too slowly and their opponent wins, stealing all their money and knocking them out of the game. Only three players will survive. Stuart, you earn the most in fast cash with £1,880, so you get to play first. Come and join me. Stuart, you're a music journalist.
Uh-huh.
What sort of music do you follow?
All sorts, really, but largely rock bands, indie, that kind of thing.
Now, you look like the sort of person who's got a strategy to this game, has worked things out. You're going to get to choose your next opponent, so have a good look at them. And remember, you get to steal their money if you beat them in the head-to-head. So have a look at how much money they've won as well. There it is. Tom hasn't got any money, but he may be easier to beat. Or you may want to go for someone a bit higher up the leaderboard, Val or Suzanne or even Trudy. Who's going to be easy pickings?
I'm thinking I'm going to be a bit ambitious and go for Suzanne.
Is that a laugh of joy?
I didn't want to be first off.
What have you got to say to him?
I'll be delighted to steal your money.
You worried, Stuart?
A little bit.
No.
I think she's good, but looking forward to stealing her money too.
Stuart, Suzanne, step up to the bar. Now, Stuart, as you won the most in fast cash, you get to choose the first category. Have a look at them. What are you going to go for? Children's TV or Commonwealth flags?
Commonwealth flags.
OK, you know your flags?
Ish.
Now, Suzanne, you've travelled the world, haven't you? You used to be an air hostess.
Yeah.
This could be good for you.
Well, the Commonwealth Games were in Glasgow last year, so watched all the ceremonies and all that, so I'm hoping that I know.
Could be a sting in the tail here. Up will flash the national flags of some Commonwealth countries. Just tell me the country they represent. You each have three lives. The first person to lose those three lives will be going home. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. The bar will be heading to you first, Suzanne. Here's your first Commonwealth flag. Start the bar.
Canada.
Australia.
Jamaica.
It's South Africa. South Africa. It means you're down to two lives, Suzanne.
Right.
You know how it works.
Yep.
You lose those two lives, you're going home.
Sure.
So you don't want to lose another one because it puts the pressure right on you. Well played, Stuart. Got your three lives, you're in control of the game. What's the next category going to be? Maths or trees?
Oh, not sure I like either of those. I really don't like maths, so I'm going to go for trees.
Trees it is. Go for walks in the forest much?
Not much. Wimbledon Common's quite near me.
OK. You're going to see some anagrams of different trees. All I need you to do is solve them. Once again, the bar will be heading to you first, Suzanne. Here's your first tree. Start the bar.
Oak.
Fir.
Yew.
Pine.
Palm.
Beech.
Willow. Willow.
Cedar.
Poplar.
Spruce.
Maple.
Sycamore.
Larch.
Walnuts.
Yeah.
Oh, Stuart, you knew it, but it was too late.
I knew it too late.
What happened? Pressure of the bar?
Yeah, I just couldn't unscramble it.
We're done by a walnut scramble. And Suzanne, you're in control.
Yay!
Hey, what's the next category going to be then? Blue Peter presenters or snooker players?
Oh, rubbish. Don't know any of them. Snooker players, no. But
is that what you're going
to
go for?
I have more chance of knowing that than Blue Peter presenters.
Snooker players it is.
Sure.
Happy?
Yeah, kind of. I was a big snooker fan back in the day.
Ooh, could be a good one for you. You're about to see the names of some snooker players. Each name will have some letters missing. Just give me the full name. This time the bar will be heading to you first, Stuart. Here's your first snooker player. Start the bar.
Stephen Hendry.
Steve Davis.
Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Jimmy White.
Dennis Taylor.
John Parrott.
John Higgins.
Peter Eblis.
Peter Ebdon. Oh, Suzanne. Oh, it's a good rally again, but you're down to one life.
I know.
You lose that life, you are going home. You've got two lives, Stuart, and you're back in control of the game. What's the next category going to be? Dames or Hellraisers?
Oh, well, there's nothing like a dame, so I'm going to go for dames.
Dames it is. Up will flash images of some celebrities that have been made a dame. All you have to do is tell me their full name. You only have one life left now, Suzanne. You have two lives, Stuart. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. The bar will be heading to you, Suzanne.
Sure.
Here's your first dame. Start the bar.
Dame Shirley Bassey.
Judi Dench.
Esther Ranson.
Joan Collins.
I don't know who that is. Vivian Westwood.
Vivian Westwood.
Ah.
Super Stuart, you've won. Suzanne, you've lost your last life.
Yeah.
You're going home.
Yeah.
And it gets worse for you because you lose all your money. You had quite a bit from Fast Cash, didn't you?
Yeah.
You had £734. Super Stuart now takes all of that. And you have £2,614, Stuart. There's a grin on your face. We'll see you in the next round. Suzanne, you've been beaten by the bar. Val, with £896, you'll be playing next. Come and join me. Val, you're retired.
Yes.
And one of your interests is owls.
Oh, yes, well, I'm a big collector of owls. Not real ones, but things, you know, ceramic owls, silver owls, owl bookends, owl earrings, all sorts of things.
Got it all, haven't you?
The house is full of them.
Are you a bit of a hoot?
Definitely.
OK, you get to choose your next opponent. There are three of them there.
They're all thinking, don't pick me, don't pick me.
You're going to be mean and you're going to have to pick one of them.
Yeah.
We'll show you the leaderboard as well, because that might help you. You can steal their cash. Trudy, Sam and Tom. Tom's got nothing. Maybe easier to beat, though. Sam, £423. Or Trudy, that'll give you a nice tidy sum if you beat Trudy, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would, wouldn't it? What shall I do?
Have a think, Val.
I'm thinking very hard. Have a look. Yes. Oh, gosh.
Don't tell me now. Mm-hmm. Find out who's playing next after this. Welcome back to Rebound. Before the break, Stuart won our first head-to-head, but who'll join him in the next round? Right, Val, you've had a chance to think about things.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you going to pick?
I'm going to go for Sam.
Why?
Well, perhaps I've got a better chance of beating her, I don't know.
Yeah. You think you can beat Sam, then?
I hope so, but who knows?
Sam, what do you think about that?
I think Val's recognised that I'm the real competition, and she's just trying to get me out of the game early on.
Is that true?
Yeah, she's seen through me.
Val and Sam, step up to the bar. Now, Sam, you're a poker player, aren't you?
I am.
You're the only female poker player in your club.
That's right. We meet about once a month and I normally take quite a few quid off the blokes. And, you know, my performance in the first round could have been a big bluff.
Ah, interesting. You're keeping your cards close to your chest.
Absolutely, Sean.
There we are, Val. Be careful. But you're in control of the game. You get to choose the first category. What's it going to be? National parks or weights and measures?
I'll try national parks, please.
Why is that?
Oh, I've visited a lot of national parks, so it might be an advantage.
Have you been to a lot of national parks, Sam?
No.
Are you playing your cards close to your chest?
We'll see.
We will see. Up will flash the name of a national park. I want you to tell me which country each is located in. Please note the four countries of the UK will be treated as separate nations. England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland. You each have three lives. The first person to lose those lives will be going home. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. Sam, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first national park. Start the bar.
England.
USA.
Greece.
Wales.
South Africa.
Japan.
Kenya.
Scotland.
Brazil.
Portugal.
Oh, Val, it was Italy.
Never heard of that one. Oh. No, I haven't been to that one.
You won't forget it now, though, will you?
No, I certainly won't.
OK, you're down to two lives. You've lost control of the game. Sam, you're in control. You've got three lives still. What's it going to be next? Mammals or historical nicknames?
I'll go for mammals, please.
Quick choice. Is it an obvious one for you?
I'm an animal lover, so I'm hoping a few of the animals I love will come up.
OK, well, up will flash the names of some mammals. Each has letters missing. Just name the animal. The bar will be heading to you first, Val. Here's your first mammal. Start the bar.
Hippopotamus. Hippopotamus.
Giraffe.
Kangaroo.
Bison.
Tapir. Tapir, yeah. Oh. Dear me.
Oh, dear, Val, it's all going wrong.
It's all going wrong.
The wheels are falling off. You're down to one life. But you can claw this back.
You never know.
You never know. You're still in the game. You've got one life, though. You've got three lives, Sam.
So far, so good.
You get to choose the next category, of course. So what is it? TV newsreaders or comedy legends?
Comedy legends, please.
Why?
I don't watch the news all the time. I tend to listen to it on the radio, so I might have more luck with the comedy.
Well, up will flash images of some comedy legends. All you have to do is tell me their full name. The bar will be heading back to you, Val, first. Here's your first comedy legend. Start the bar.
Charlie Chaplin.
Frankie Howard.
Oh, I've forgotten his name.
Eric Morecambe.
How could I forget that?
And Morecambe and Wise. Oh, Val. It's painful. It's painful. You've lost the last life and you're going home.
Oh, well.
When that bar comes to you, it puts pressure on you, doesn't it? Well, you came into this with quite a bit of cash and you're going to lose it. This is what you had. £896. You played your cards right. Sam, you now have... £1,319. Well done to you, Sam. We're going to see you in the next round. Val, you've been beaten by the bar. So, Trudy and Tom, that leaves you to battle it out for the last spot. Step up to the bar. Trudy, you've been married 30 years, haven't you?
I have, yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Longer than a prison sentence, as people tell me.
And, Tom, you used to be a postman and you were known as the running postman.
Yeah, I was. I used to love putting my shorts on, getting out in the nice weather. The quicker I got delivered, the quicker I got home.
Are you going to be going home quickly tonight?
I hope not. I've embarrassed myself in the first round. I've got to sort this out.
Well, let's see. You're not in control of the game. Trudy's in control. She gets to choose the first category. What's it going to be? TV locations or dances?
I'm going to go for dances.
You a bit of a dancer?
Yeah, I haven't been known to.
Ah, okay.
Break dancing? No, not really.
You're about to see some anagrams of different dances. All I need you to do is solve them. You each have three lives, lose those lives, and you are going home. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. To start with, Tom, the bar is heading to you. Here's your first dance. Start the bar.
Salsa.
Jive.
Waltz.
Samba.
Tango.
Swing.
Rumba.
Flamenco.
La Bamba.
It's not La Bamba, it's Lambada. I just couldn't get the words out. The pressure of the bar, maybe?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Hey, guys, it was a really good rally, though. But Trudy came out on top, and you're in control. You're down to two lives, Tom. You've got three lives. What's our next category? Ball games or 20th century novels?
20th century novels, I'll try.
You're not a sporting girl?
I am sporty, but I'll try that one. Hopefully Tom won't know.
Sounds like you haven't got any strategies, just random.
random, that's me.
You're about to see the titles of popular 20th century novels. All I need you to do is tell me who wrote them. Once again, the bar is heading to you, Tom. Here's your first novel. Start the bar.
George Orwell.
J.R. Tolkien.
J.K. Rowling.
Scott Fitzgerald, sorry.
Scott Fitzgerald, but you didn't quite get out in time. That's so cruel, but it's the rules of the game.
Just got my tongue tied.
Can't afford to make mistakes like that,
yeah.
Trudy. You are in control, Tom, now. Tell us what our next category is going to be. American football or Michael Jackson? Do you like Michael Jackson?
I like Michael Jackson, but I don't mind American football. I'll try American football.
Okay. You're about to see the names of American football teams. Each name will have some letters missing. Just tell me the full name of the team. This time, Trudy, the bar's heading to you. Here's your first American football team. Start the bar.
Dallas Cowboys.
Washington Redskins.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
New York Giants.
Miami Dolphins.
Denver Broncos.
Buffalo Bills.
Oakland Raiders.
Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, yeah. Should have got that, actually.
Confusing, but it's all in there. Seattle Seahawks. It means you're down to one life, Trudy. It's all going wrong now. Tom, you are in control again. How does that feel?
I feel a little bit better.
You're edging closer to the next round and you have the choice of the category. What's it going to be? Westerns or Oscar-winning movies?
And I like my Westerns. I'll try Westerns.
OK, well, you're about to see the titles of well-known Western films. Each title will have a word blanked out. You just have to fill in that missing word. You have two lives, Tom. You now have one life, Trudy. Lose that life and you are going home. The bar will head to you, Trudy. Here's your first Western. Start the bar.
Ugly.
Dollars.
Wolves.
Ranger.
Noon.
Seven.
Blazing.
West.
Erp.
True.
Wild.
Rider.
Wagon.
Dead.
Gate.
Juma.
It's Yuma. Not Juma. Close, but no cigar. And you lose a life. You're down to one life each. We've got a game on our hands here because you lose this one, you're going home. You win this one, you get that final place in the next round. Trudy, you played a blinder and you're in control, so you get to choose the next category. What's it going to be? Boy bands and girl bands or quiz and game shows?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go for boy bands and girl bands.
Why?
Because I'm hoping that Tom won't know as much as he'd know if it was the quiz and game shows.
Tom?
I'm not a fan of them, but I think I do know a fair bit, I hope.
That will flash some images of girl bands and boy bands. Just name that band. This time, Tom, the bar's heading to you. Here's your first boy band and girl band. Start the bar.
Spice Girls.
One Direction.
Take That.
Westlife.
Destiny's Child.
Sorry.
It's JLS, Trudy.
Yeah, sorry, got that wrong. Oh. Didn't think.
Don't apologise. You're going home. You've lost your last life. It's over for you. And to make matters worse, you lose all your money. This is what you've gained. Trudy, you had £650. Tom now has £650. What a steal. That's what this game is all about. And you've managed to do it. Well done, Tom. We'll see you in the next round. Trudy, you've been beaten by the bar. So, three players remain, Stuart, Tom and Sam, but who will take that one step closer to the final? Find out after the break. Welcome back to Rebound. Tom, Stuart and Sam have fought off the competition, but only one of them can make it into the final. But first, let's boost those bank balances with more fast cash. Once again, every question is worth £1,000, but this time there's a total of £5,000 each up for grabs. The player who banks the most will have an advantage in the next round. Fingers at the ready. Start the bar. Which of these 1990s events took place first? Here comes the rebound. PlayStation released, Maastricht Treaty signed, Channel Tunnel opens, or Hong Kong handover? We're looking for the one that took place first out of those four. You've locked in your answers. Let's see what you chose. Tom, you're out there on your own with Maastricht Treaty signed. Why do you say that?
I knew that Hong Kong was signed over in 97, but the others, I wasn't overly sure.
So you eliminated one.
Yeah.
And you thought out of the three, that might be the one.
Yeah.
And Stuart, you went for Channel Tunnel as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I remember Mrs. Thatcher being involved with the building of it, and I think it might just be before Maastricht.
The correct answer is... It is the Maastricht Treaty signed, which means you got it right, Tom. Yeah. The Maastricht Treaty was signed in 1992. Let's see how much cash you banked. £452. Having not got anything in the first fast cash, you're on fire.
I'm on my way back.
Next question. Start the bar. Which of these is a November celebration? You know what the bar will do? It'll rebound. Burns Night, Thanksgiving, Bastille Day, or US Independence Day? We're looking for the November celebration of those four. You locked in? Let's see what you chose. Stuart?
I had a really good Thanksgiving dinner once, and I didn't need to eat for about 2 days. I'm pretty sure it was in November. I remember it well.
And Sam, Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident. I have a very dear friend who lives in New York, and I talk to her every year about the trouble she goes to for her Thanksgiving dinner, and I'm sure it's just before Christmas.
Let's see what the answer is. It is Thanksgiving Day. It's celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November in the United States. So well done, Sam and Stuart. You got it right, but how fast were you? How much cash did you bank? Well done, Sam. £724. You were lightning quick there. Next question. Start the bar. Which TV double act has the largest combined age? Here's that rebound. Dick and Dom, Ant and Dec, Sam and Mark, Mel and Sue. We're looking for the double act with the largest combined age. You're locked in. Let's see what you chose. It's that same old pattern. Stuart, you teamed up with Sam again.
Yeah, I think they're more around my generation, whereas the others are a bit younger.
They may not be happy with you saying that, saying they're oldies.
Well, didn't say they were oldies. Just said they're my generation.
How old do you think combined they are?
Oh, that's a bit of a personal question. 80 plus.
OK. Sam, what would you say? They may be watching.
Women never reveal their age, so... But I possibly pushing 90 together?
The correct answer is... It is Mel and Sue, and their combined age is 92. Ant and Dec is 78, so you're a bit off the mark there. So well done, Stuart and Sam. Once again, you got it right. But how fast were you and how much cash did you bank? Sam, out in front once again, £673. Next question. Start the bar. Which of these countries has won the Football World Cup the most times? The bar's going to rebound now. Spain, Uruguay, Argentina or Italy, they've all won the World Cup. But which country's won the World Cup the most times out of those? Tom, like your football?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Let's see what you're locked in. You're all in agreement. You like your football?
Yeah, I thought Uruguay won it once. I remember Spain recently, 2010, so I thought Italy have just had a few more times. I thought they won it.
How many times do you reckon?
I'm going to go three.
And what about you, Stuart? Was there a logic behind that?
Yeah, Italy have won it a couple of times in my lifetime, and I know they won it a couple of times long ago as well.
The correct answer is... It is Italy. You all got it right, but how fast were you and how much cash did you bank? Stuart, you've got £724. You were the fastest there. They've won the trophy four times, by the way. Spain once, Uruguay twice, and Argentina twice as well. This is now the last chance to bank some cash. Come on, guys, start the bar. Which of these rulers was known as the Sun King? Here's that rebound. Louis XIII, Louis XIV, Louis XV, or Louis XVI? We're looking for the Sun King. You've all locked in. Let's see what you chose. OK, Stuart, you went for Louis XIV.
Yeah, pretty sure it was him. He reigned for a long time, I remember from history at school, and he was a bit of a personality, so I think that's why he was called the Sun King.
You went for Louis XIV, Sam.
I think I seem to remember reading something about that a long time ago.
The correct answer is... It is Louis XIV. Well done, Stuart and Sam. You got it right. Let's see how fast you were and how much cash you banked. Stuart, lightning quick.
Wow.
£810. Well done. Louis XIV was known as the Sun King. It's a good time to look at the leaderboard because that's the end of Fast Cash. Let's see how you're getting on. Tom, you're in third place, but you've managed to get some cash, so it's looking OK, £1,716. Sam, you're in second place with £4,005. But way out in front, Stuart, £5,380. You're in the lead as we head into the next round. But remember, only one of them can make it into the rebound final. And we're about to find out who. Let's play Stop the Bar. In this round, Tom, Stuart and Sam each have their own bar. Each player's bar is determined to reach them and knock them out of the game. It's a race against time, so they'll need to think fast and lock in the correct answer as quickly as possible to stop their bar and stay in the game. Each time a player gives a wrong answer, their bar will move 3 seconds closer to them. Starting positions will be determined by how much money they've banked so far. Set the bars. Tom, because you've banked the least amount of money, your bar is starting 6 seconds closer to you, over here. Sam, you're in second place, your bar is starting 3 seconds closer to you, that's here. And Stuart, you've banked the most so far, so this means you have the advantage of the full length of the runway to stop the bar. This is the decider. Good luck. Which of these is the correct answer? Drummers drumming, ladies dancing, pipers piping. Start the bars. Oh, you all took quite a while locking in there. Remember, the slower you are, the more time you use up on the runway. Tom, you're not in a great position, remember? So try and lock in fast. We were looking for, in the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, what was given on the 11th day? Here's what you locked in. All agreeing with drummers drumming. Tom, happy with that?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pleased now at least to have done the same.
It's quite unusual for you. You're normally out on your own, aren't you? Stuart?
Little bit worried, but fairly confident.
Well, the thing is, if you're all wrong, Stuart, you're sort of fine, because you're out in front. Sam, you're not well, though. If you lose a bit of time, it starts to slip down, doesn't it, this bar? Yeah. The correct answer is... it's Piper's Piping. Move the bars. So you get the idea. 3 seconds is quite a lot of time on the runway. Tom, you don't want to be doing that too many times, do you?
No, I don't.
Stuart, you're already poised. You're like a cat.
It's because I'm tall, I have to stoop down.
Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Czechoslovakia, Russia or Poland? Start the bars. You're all locked in. We were looking for which country overthrew its government in the Velvet Revolution. Here's what you chose. Tom, Czechoslovakia?
I think so. I was torn between Czechoslovakia and Poland, but I'm hoping that I've chosen correctly.
The Velvet Revolution, Sam, in Russia?
Yeah, I don't think I'm right. I know there was a revolution in Russia. I'm not sure it was called the Velvet one, though, but we'll find out.
The correct answer is... it is Czechoslovakia. Well done, Tom and Stuart. You're safe for the time being. Sam, we're going to have to do this. Move the bar. Ooh, that's painful. Really painful. Tom, don't know why you're grinning. You've slumped right down here.
Well, I was always down here.
Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Bats, bees or rats? Start the bars. You're all locked in. We were looking for what type of creatures does an apiarist keep? Here's what you chose. Agreeing with bees. Stuart?
Yeah, took me a while to separate them, but I'm pretty sure it's bees.
The answer is? It is bees. You're safe for the time being. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Bumples, dimples or nodules? Start the bars. You've all locked in. Let's see what you chose. We were looking for what name is given to the indentations on a golf ball. And, Stuart, you went for dimples.
Yeah, never heard of bumples, and I think nodules is something you get in your throat. So, hope I'm right.
The correct answer is... it is dimples. Stuart and Tom, you're safe. Sam, it's going to be painful. Move the bar. Oh, you're the one who hasn't really got the hang of this yet, Sam. Now is the time to turn things round. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Princess Anne, Princess Beatrice or Princess Charlotte? Start the bars. Sam, you were very slow there. We were looking for which of these princesses has York in her full title. This is what you locked in. You're all in agreement with Princess Beatrice. Sam, there's a lot riding on this for you. Do you think it's right?
Yeah, absolutely. Andrew and Fergie's daughter. Yeah, Duke and Duchess of York's daughter will have York in her name for sure.
The correct answer is... coming up right after the break. Welcome back to Rebound, where Tom Stewart and Sam are fighting it out for the chance to play for thousands of pounds. Before the break, we were asking which of these princesses has York in her full title. There was a lot riding on this for Sam. A wrong answer now, and you're out of the game. You went for Princess Beatrice, along with the other two. The correct answer is... it is Princess Beatrice. You're safe for the time being. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Jordan, Qatar, or Saudi Arabia? Start the bars. Sam, you're out of time.
Oh.
You're out of the game. You're going home. You've been beaten by the bar. Which means it's between Stuart and Tom for a place in the final. Who's going to make it? Tom, you're going to have to work really hard and hope Stuart makes some mistakes if you're going to get into the final. Let's see what you locked in for that one. We were looking for which country has Doha as its capital. You both went for Qatar. That's not good for you, Tom, because you could do with a bit of a difference and Stuart getting it wrong. Are you happy with the answer, though?
Yeah, I think so. I think Saudi Arabia's Riyadh, isn't it? I think, and like Jordan, I'm not sure, but I really need Stuart to start getting some wrong, really.
You're not wrong there. Here's the correct answer. It is Qatar. You're both safe again for the time being. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Melon, orange, or apple? Start the bars. Took quite a while to lock in. This is a fight to the finish now. One place up for grabs in the final. Let's see what you locked in. We were looking for what type of fruit is a Charente. You both went for a melon. Stuart, you going to get something wrong soon?
I hope not.
No, go on, mate.
Well, you're either both wrong or you're either both right. The answer is... it is a melon. You're both getting things right. But, Tom, you need a difference between you two. You're running out of space on the runway. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, or Kelsey Grammer? Start the bars. You locked in quickly, Tom. A wrong answer now, and it's over.
It is wrong.
We were looking for which actor provides the voice of Toy Story's Buzz Lightyear. Here's what you locked in. You went for Tom Hanks, Tom.
Yeah, I've gone for Woody instead of Buzz Lightyear.
Just because you share the same name?
Yeah, must have been. Awful, awful decision.
You really mucked up here, have you?
Yeah, completely.
3 seconds and you're out.
That's it, I'm gone.
Stuart, are you sure about that?
Pretty sure.
Tim Allen?
Yeah, great film. Big Tim Allen fan. And as Tom says, Tom Hanks was Woody, I think.
We were looking for which actor provides the voice of Toy Story's Buzz Lightyear. And the correct answer is... it's Tim Allen. Well done, Stuart, you're safe. I wish I could say the same to you, Tom.
I think it's curtains, isn't it?
Move the bar. Tom, you're out of time. You're out of the game. You've been beaten by the bar. Which means, Stuart, you're in our rebound final. Well done, Stuart. And to make matters better, you've got Tom and Sam's money, which means you're playing for a prize of... £11,101. It's a huge amount of money. What would you do with it?
Wow, that's a lot of money to me. I mean, I've got some debts to clear off, but I hope I might be able to go on a decent holiday with that as well, at least.
Where would you want to go?
I spent a year in Australia once. It was one of the best years of my life. I'd like to go back there.
Well, fingers crossed, you'll get the money and you'll get that trip to Australia. We'll be rooting for you. Let's find out if Stuart can beat the bar. Now, Stuart, there are 15 steps between you and the finish line. Stuart needs to reach that finish line before the bar rebounds back and catches him. With every correct answer, Stuart moves one step closer to victory and that £11,101. But the bar is determined to hunt him down, and if it reaches him at any time, it's game over and he goes home with nothing. Is that clear, Stuart?
That's clear.
Let's reveal today's categories. History, books, science and nature, television, music, and sport. Now, Stuart, you have to play three categories. To move along the runway, you'll need to answer 5 questions from each category you choose. So, Stuart, which one do you want to go for first?
I think I'd like to go for sport first.
Is that your strongest subject?
It was either sport or music. I love both. In a bit of a sporty mood, so let's see.
Let's see if you can race through those 5 steps. The bar will start moving once I've read the first question. It will only freeze once you've given me 5 correct answers. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good luck. Which county cricket team plays at Edgbaston?
Warwickshire.
In 1996, which jockey famously won all 7 races on the same
day at Ascot? Frankie Dettori.
In tennis, which type of surface is the French Open played on?
Clay.
US basketball team, the Knicks, are based in which city?
New York.
Which international football team did actor Vinnie Jones play for?
Wales.
Oh, Stuart, a clean sweep. And the bar's only here. You've done really well. Remember, the bar goes past you, and then it will bounce back. And then this all becomes a sea of red, so the pressure starts to mount. But you've done really well so far. How did that feel?
Nerves were jangling, but, yeah, it was good to get the answers.
Let me make you feel a little bit better. Step forward. You can step to here. Makes you feel just a little bit better.
Just
edging
a little
closer.
Bit closer.
Closer to that £11,101. So you've got another 5 steps, and then 5 more steps left. So 10 steps in total, but you're going to tackle these first 5. And you're going to choose the next category. What's it going to be? History, books, science and nature, television or music?
I think it's going to be history.
Why?
It was my best subject at school. Also, I'm hoping to save music for last, because music is my thing.
OK, you've chosen history. Good luck. At which 1815 battle did the Duke of Wellington defeat Napoleon?
Waterloo.
Which type of bird was traditionally sent into the mines to test for dangerous gases?
Canary.
Who was the last British sovereign to marry whilst on the throne?
Pass.
The Titanic set sail from Southampton in which year?
1912.
Remember to walk forward. Romulus and Remus are the legendary founders
Rome.
Of which European city? Who is famous for his I Have a Dream speech?
Martin Luther King.
The London Eye was first opened. Well done. You forgot to walk forward.
I did, I'm sorry.
You were giving us, extra steps there. But I guess it felt nice when you did walk forward.
It
you walked
felt
forward
really
about
good. Giant leap.
It's like the fear of the bar froze you in your steps there.
A little bit, so it was on top of me all of a sudden.
And you weren't walking forward.
No.
You did well. You've got 5 steps. There's a pile of cash sitting there. £11,101. It's quite a big pile. And it's yours if you can do these 5 steps. All those debts of yours, that trip to Australia. Just think about it, Stuart.
Close.
Take a step forward because that feels nice, doesn't it? You're ready for these 5 steps. Are you ready to choose the next category?
I'm ready.
Let's have a look at them. Science and nature, music, television or books?
It's going to be music, my great love.
That's your strongest subject?
I hope so.
Good luck. Who designed the trophy for the 2015 Brit Awards?
Pass.
In which section of the orchestra does the tuba belong?
Brass.
What is the name of Lady Gaga's debut studio album?
Fame Monster.
Which American music producer founded Motown Records?
Yeah, Berry Gordy.
What surname is shared by all 4 members of the Kings of Leon?
Followill.
Which American singer is known as the Boss?
Bruce Springsteen.
Which record label was founded by the Beatles in 1968?
Decca.
Andrew Ridgeley was one half of which 1980s pop group?
Wham!
Quit, you see it! The bar started coming back. Have a look. It started to wobble a bit, didn't you?
I did.
But it didn't matter. It didn't matter. You got a few wrong. Tracy Emin designed the trophy for the 2015 Brit Awards. The Fame was the name of Lady Gaga's debut studio album. You're going to kick yourself, but Apple was the record label that the Beatles founded. But that doesn't matter. You're walking away with all that money, £11,101. There it is. That's going into your bank, Stuart. Think about those debts. Think about Australia.
Oh, can't wait.
You seem speechless. You're blown away.
I'm completely blown away, but this means a lot to me. I'm thrilled.
Well, you have been a fantastic contestant, and you're £11,101 richer. Well, well done, Stuart. That's it for today, but make sure you join us next time when another 6 contestants battle to beat the bar. See you then. Goodbye.